This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
One of the best. He's in the best 32 on Saturday Night Live.
And that's it for sports, so hang up the cleats, bring out your jog bra, and tell Mother to put on the kettle.
Right. How about you, McCain?
I grounded some dynamite.
Here he is.
Don't just look at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I guess the word is anal.
Hey, she likes that.
Well, what have we here?
What have we here, Regis?
I better bring my rubbers. You know, you've got real potential.
Thank you. Just ahead of our Saturday Night Live bracket, Rob, did you just forward me this email from our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com?
About four listeners have sent it in. Yeah.
About four listeners have sent it in. I was just checking my email during the break. Right. Interesting to me, maybe only to me, a bit of a conspiracy. Chad, one of the many listeners that's emailed today at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Would that be drunk Chad?
Chad Martz.
Okay.
He was the first.
Subject, Favre.
Hmm.
Dear Don, I hate to tell you this, check out this link. And what it is it's from the sportingnews.com, and apparently about an hour ago on packers.com, it said, breaking news, Favre to retire.
Ooh.
I just checked on packers.com, and it doesn't say that anymore. But if you go to the sportingnews.com, they actually have, they've captured
the page,
the picture of the page, where it said Favre to retire on Packers.com.
So somebody hacked it or was screwing around?
No.
Well, it's a possibility.
Let's see. It says, according to the Sporting News, a few minutes ago it was there, and now magically you need a password to access a page on the Packers' official website, which says Packers quarterback Brett Favre has announced he's going to retire.
Wow.
Sporting News says it was there, we saw it, here it is. Then it says, this is a topic Sporting News could waste all day on, blah, 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 and then they don't know if it's true or not.
Well, I think it's time for you to make a personal phone call.
Yeah. Here's the very last thing it
said. Can you clear this up for us?
Wish I could, Mike. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, you don't believe it or you don't want to believe it.
Yes, right. Both. All of the above. Mm. All of the above. Boy, that would be something, though, if someone hacked into that site.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to, you know, I thought you were really going to go off the deep end there. That would be really something if he retired.
Yeah. Then I would give you the reaction I'm hoping we get on American Idol tonight. Where I lose it.
Hey, wait a minute. I mean, hasn't he retired like three seasons in a row?
No, he always dicks people around and
right.
says, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's not implausible, though, that he would retire.
Come around here and look at this site and look at Packers.com and just look at this thing.
Do you want me to look at your car?
No. You're doing Larry Sanders. No. No.
ESPN See, has nothing.
That is.
Due to the magnitude of today's Packers news.
That's right. Wow, you got good eyesight, Mike. Packers.com.
The magnitude of today's Packers news.
Is offering this breaking news page in lieu of our normal Packers.com site with minimal graphic and no. Don't touch me. You're touching my arm, fag. Page load should be quick. I don't know. It looks to me like either he's quitting or somebody hacked into the site.
Yeah, which?
You might be right, Mike.
Normally, when you make me come all the way over there, it's because of nudity.
Well,
yours.
I just wanted you to back up. Doesn't that look real?
It looks very official. It looks very official, and there's no word as to whether it's been hacked or not. So we don't know. This is a great mystery.
Anyway, let's move on.
Is anybody researching this as to whether he is indeed retiring?
Latest
Joe?
Sporting News says the Packers say a website page announcing Brett Favre's retirement was a mistake.
Well, how do you make a mistake on that?
I don't know. Ask the Packers. That's what they're saying.
Don, I know you want to do the brackets, but I think, don't we have the Packers number?
Breaking news, really.
What, like 555-1212?
No, we've called the Packers front offices before.
The phone number?
We've called them before.
404.
What do you mean a mistake? I'm just curious about the whole a mistake.
Welcome
I'd like to
directory assistance. Huh.
City and state, please.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We're sorry. Our system did not understand. Oh. Please say the name of the city and the listing.
It's always like this. Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
It's all a mistake, according to a Packers spokesperson, and there's no truth that Favre's
made
this decision.
Never mind, I got it. Robbie, just read them out here. It, area code 404, right?
No, it's 920.
Okay. Oh,
I'm curious about the mistake.
Yeah, they don't
elaborate. That doesn't sound like they got hacked.
You dial. Go ahead.
Favre's agent says Favre's not made a decision and that no announcement is imminent.
I think this is a good idea because otherwise this will be troubling you for the rest of the broadcast.
There's nothing to it, says Packer's director of public relations.
Sure, boss.
I know.
He needs
that's
to put it more to rest.
That's what they want you to believe.
Come on, Brett. Either stay in or pull out. Hi, Green Bay Packers. Hi, Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now doing a national radio show. You really don't need to know a lot of background. I'm a lifelong Packers fan, for God's sakes. My son is named Bart, after Bart Starr. Is Brett Favre retiring, yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cleared up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Well, you heard it. That was Marie Lombardi.
Confirmed.
No! He's not retired. Well, there. It's official.
Hmm. Yeah, we called the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
That was, in essence, like calling Cola Harris at WJFK.
You, Rob. It's me, Wack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head ass.
The only thing that disturbed me was that they said mistake instead of, like, you know, they had been hacked or something.
I think he misremembers.
You think they have something that's ready to go in case he retires?
I think it's got to be like the networks have the reels ready to go whenever someone kicks.
That's probably what it was.
CNN.com about once a year puts up that someone's dead, and they're not dead yet.
Right,
because they have it ready standing.
They just make it, they make a slip up.
They put mine up last year.
The Packers say somebody else handles their website, so they're probably still looking into it.
It's from India.
Call that number back right now. Don't do something off the air. Robbie, will you dial it back where I can just pick up? Just pick up the handset.
Whoa!
Let me just think of a name. What's a name? Some
Stu
coach?
Nahan.
Not Stu Nahan. Some coach.
Dan Devine.
No.
No.
Forrest Gregg. He's a former coach.
Who's the guy that just
Paul Hornung
that fell off his roof?
Boy Dowler, he's dead.
Yeah, but the guy that fell off his roof. Say you're his.
Oh,
son.
Max McGee.
Yeah. Say you're Bill
I'm
McGee.
Sorry. Max McGee is dead. Boy Dowler is alive.
You're Max McGee's son, Bill McGee.
How about your Don Starr?
Brilliant.
Don Starr.
I'm Bart Starr's son.
Right. Don Starr.
I'll do it.
Good.
Give me the phone, please. Thank you.
It was Don Starr.
Starr. Yes, hello. This is Don Starr. I'm the son of Bart Starr. And I was wondering if I could talk to somebody in the Packers management office. Maybe in the coaching department. It's really personal. My dad used to play for the Packers, and there's all this stuff on the internet about Brett Favre retiring today. Is Ted Thompson there? Yes, I'm Bart Starr's son. My name is Don Starr. Is Ted Thompson there? I mean, I know virtually all of the people. Is anybody?
Don Starr.
Well, I'm sorry you've never heard of me as Bart Starr. Maybe you know my mom, Cherry? Thank you.
Wow.
That get you through?
Sure did.
Hey, good pull.
Yeah.
Didn't believe the Don Starr part, huh?
Here's why. She's probably looking at, like, some Packers Hall of Fame thing that's got his family tree.
Don Starr.
I'm listening to Packers highlights right now.
Cool.
See if you can hear this.
You're in heaven.
Can you hear this?
No.
I got to do this.
I can't hear it, Diaz.
Put it on hold for a second so you can just hear what I'm hearing.
Hello there.
Oops, someone must have just picked it up. Right. Hello. I know, I'm back to more highlights.
Done.
Hello.
My favorite move was Cherry.
It's really her.
It's ringing now. It's her name.
That's her name.
He would know.
Sure is. I met her.
Cherry Starr. Wow.
Two rings.
Sounds like something you get in Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, sounds like a dessert.
And I wonder where they were going to put
Orange
me through
disease.
To. Three rings. Is this any way to treat Bart Starr's son?
Don Starr, son of Cherry
Four
and
rings.
Don.
Four rings.
Son of Cherry and Bart Starr.
This is Jeannie. Who is Jeannie?
Well, Jeannie's not the guy you were looking for.
Jeannie hey. Craig?
I dream of her.
Okay. Though. Okay, I'm still getting dials here. Rob, press zero. Press zero.
Don Starr.
Green Bay Packers transferring to operator. Ah.
What's all this nonsense I hear about Bart Starr?
Bart Starr.
Bart Starr.
Hi, it's Don Starr again. I was not able to get anyone. My dad said I should ask either for Ted Thompson or Mike McCarthy. Anybody from the coaching staff at all? Quarter? Anybody? How about anybody from the management side of the team? Not PR, ma'am. My dad said don't ask for that. How many brothers do I have? What kind of an inquisition is this? How many brothers do you have? I'll tell you this. I have one brother who passed away from a drug overdose, if that's what you're talking about. Well, I don't want to talk to PR. I want to talk to someone. Listen,
I'm Don Starr.
I'm Don Starr. I'm Donald Starr.
I could watch this all day.
I just need to know something.
Donald B. Starr.
Is he quitting or not, Brett Favre? Okay. Well, I am Donald B. Starr. And my father, Brian Bartlett Starr, told me to call. And you know what? Can I ask your name? May I please ask your name? Because my dad said that I would run into someone in trouble at the front desk. Yes, he did, ma'am. When my dad was doing the commercials, and I know them too, and that's me, and he's my dad, and I came out of her.
Out of cheering.
When I called before, I said, no, don't put me through to PR. Please don't put me through to PR. Please. She said, when you called before, you said you named your son after Bart Starr, and now you're saying that you're Bart Starr's son. And I'm being put through again to PR.
Donald B. Starr, cherry when you came out of her.
All right, well, put that on hold. I'll just leave a message for
Donald
you.
B. Starr.
I'm not going to get anywhere. Hello?
No.
Did it go beep? Hey, this is Don Starr. What's the friggin' deal with Brett Favre? My dad is so pissed at you.
Treat me with respect.
I am Donald B. Starr.
Of the Green Bay Stars?
You're goddamn right, Mike.
Oh, Lordy.
You're right. All of us, Bart, Cherry.
He can't retire. Favre can't retire.
Scared Packers PR department. Woo!
This is Vince Lombardi, Jr.
All right, well, let's just see what happens.
This is Vince Lombardi, the fourth.
Private, press 1. To send, press pound.
Well, okay, private 1.
Private, to remove private status, press 1. To send, press pound.
Pound, okay, pound sand, gotcha.
Thank you for leaving your message. To access your mailbox, press star R. To transfer to another extension, press star T. To reach the covering extension, press 0.
Green Bay Packers, transferring to operator.
Please wait.
This is Don Starr again.
Oh, hold on, how come I can hear it? Oh. There you go. Robbie, you punch it down for me over there?
You locked it.
Oh, I locked it? God damn it. There. Wow. Hello? Up. Oh, there you go, ringing.
Good.
Well, I'm going to ring back to the front desk.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I'm going to need an autographed copy.
Hello, Packers fans. You've reached the business office of the Green Bay. Yes, hello. This is Cherry Starr. I understand that my retarded son, Don, was calling earlier. We're all just really concerned about Brett Favre. Oh, she's already put me through the PR.
I think she likes you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'll be out of the office. Please contact. Boy, they're just.
I'll be out of the office till fall. So the season starts in August.
For zero, Robbie. Green Bay Packers, transfer to operator.
Yes. Yay.
Cherry, this is Cherry Starr.
Your friend.
What a lovely voice you have, Cherry. Cherry Starr, Kathleen Turner.
Well, this is the last try.
All right.
I'm sure this will work.
I'm going to pull out all the stops this time.
All right, good stuff. You're going to get through this time. You're going to talk to somebody important.
Character.
Don't mock.
Hello? This is Cherry Starr.
Do you have strawberry donuts?
Cherry Starr.
We'd love Santa Claus to come.
No, now it's just ringing. Now I've been put to
this is
sort of,
Don Starr's attorney.
Some sort of like voicemail that just never picks up. I mean, go ahead. Put it on hold. I'll put it on the air. It'll just never pick up. Listen to that. Hello? She's just put me through now to an extension that's just ringing. Back on hold.
This is Bart Starr. Be sure to have Don out in front
Hello?
Of the school.
Hello, Green Bay Packers? How you doing? May I ask who I'm speaking to, please? Hey, Duke. Hey, the Duker. How you doing, Duke? This is Bobby Horning. I'm wondering, my dad gave me the number, and I was just wondering, a bunch of people call me about this thing with Brett Favre today. Is this real or fake that he's retiring? No news to report. Okay. Hey, my dad said he was real sad to see Lee Remmel leaving. Yeah. Okay. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
I love his inside. Who? Who leaving? Who the hell is that that's leaving?
That's how you get it done.
That's some guy that had covered the Packers for like 40 years.
A reporter?
Yeah.
You've been reading the internet again?
I read the internets every day, Mike.
The internet about the Packers.
The internet.
Bobby Horning would be Paul Horning's son.
That's right.
Little Bobby Horning. Good friends with Don Starr.
His little Bobby Jim. Horning.
What was his answer to you about Favre, though? I didn't like that answer.
No, he said.
No news to report.
No news to report, he said. Can't give you any comment at all.
Huh.
Well, that's, you know what? So you're telling me there's still a chance.
Yep, sure is. But we got to move on with the show. We got to do our bracketology here.
You're right about that, DS.
DBS.
DBS Starr.
Donald B. Starr.
Donald Bartholomew Starr.
Sorry to throw that thing at about his kid ODing, but I know that.
You were under pressure.
Sure.
That's a fact.
She was questioning your authenticity.
Facts are facts.
You know, and for the record, so you know, everybody listening probably knows this. If you don't, I'm a huge Packer fan, have been since I was a kid. When I was in the hospital when I was a kid, Bart Starr actually came to visit me in the hospital. And I got kind of a friendship going with him where he would send me a postcard on my birthday and junk like that. And I named my son Bart.
Bart Starr.
Because it meant so much to me. And then
you were very, very violent during the years that people thought you were naming your son after the Simpsons
Bart
character.
Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would get pissed at when people.
I
would
remember
say,
that because I mean, when we first started working together, is you know, when your boy was young and the Simpsons were getting hot.
So there was one time when we were in New Orleans when the Packers had the Super Bowl against New England, and we had all the credentials to walk anywhere in the hotel. And right there, having brunch, was Bart Starr with the late Dick Schaap and his wife. And like the tool that I am, I went underneath the velvet rope and walked right up to the table and interjected myself and said, "Hi. I never do this. You don't know me from Adam, but you were great to me when I was in the hospital when I was a kid, and I named my son after you." And Bart Starr looked at me and said, "I'm sorry, but I don't remember." Mm-hmm. And Dick Schaap looked at me like he was about ready to call the concierge, like, "Get this guy out of here."
Right, right.
And then the wife, how I know the name, Cherry.
Cherry Starr.
She says, "Hold on. Rockford, Illinois?" And I say, "Wow." "Yes." And then she said, "Won't you please have a seat?"
That's amazing.
I mean, I've told this story before.
Yeah, that she was cool because she actually remembered.
She remembered, and wow. I sat down, and I had a brunch with them, which was fantastic, to have brunch with my idol, Bart
sure.
Starr.
Right.
And they asked for my address, and I gave it to them, and I was pleasantly surprised a week later when a nice, big, fancy picture of Bart Starr showed up, signed to my Bart. That
That's
said,
very
you know,
cool.
To Bart, best wishes for a bright future, Bart Starr.
That is nice.
So I don't mean nothing when I call, and you know, but how else am I going to find out about Brett Favre?
Right. It's fun. It's fun, and I can understand that.
How else am I going to find
out? You've never asked me what my daughter's middle names are.
I already know, Yaz.
Yastrzemski, the full name. Yastrzemski. Catherine Yastrzemski O'Mara.
No, Catherine's middle name is Yaz, and Elizabeth's middle name is Fab.
Ah, no, stop it. Jesus Christ. No, no, no.
See what you started?
Yes. No, I've actually modified it now with the recent successes. Yes. Yeah. Both my daughter's middle names are Big Poppy.
You're not going to go with Manny?
No, not the eighth. That's a thought. That's a thought. Manny being Manny. That's exactly what it'll be.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's happening? Hello.
Yeah, if you guys really want to try to get somebody other than PR, try rather than transferring back to the operator, a different extension number.
Yeah, how about not having a sense of humor when we were just effing around and it really doesn't matter?
Right.
Well, no, I don't.
No, well, no, yeah, no, you yeah, just, yeah, yeah. Yeah, get a sense of humor.
You know what? Tomorrow's show is made for you, my friend. It only happens once every 4 years, even though it's not really true. We're just saying it.
God.
Tomorrow's our leap year show, the all-caller show. We're going to try to get 100 callers in one show, so wait till tomorrow for this crap.
Listen, I was listening to that last segment. You should suck the humor out of it. And I'm really seriously trying to find out.
I hope you realize we're doing that with the restriction of not even being able to put the other side on the air like the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days we get right through, and she could have a conversation on the air with Don Starr.
Well, you could have heard that lady saying, well, I know Bart Starr, and I don't think he's got a son named Don. And then I said, well, maybe you don't know about my brother that OD'd.
You were feeling the pressure a little bit.
Sure was.
Just not being found out, even if it's a complete and total lark.
Oh, Christ, who died for our sins.
Sherry.
Okay, we're going to start the Saturday Night Live bracketology.
All right.
Rob's got it down to the top 32, the bottom 32. We will begin with the bottom 32 cast members of all time of Saturday Night Live.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.